T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We continue talking some baseball here because, well, the Tribe is playing some damn good ball, and they're back at it again tonight, taking on the Kansas City Royals. Our next guest is Richard Justice. He writes for MLB.com. He's also one half of a great podcast, along with our pal Anthony Castrovince, and he joins us on Bull and Fox on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Richard, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. And let me just start here. I think everybody here is feeling pretty darn good. The Indians, granted it's the Tigers, but they sweep the Tigers again like they did last week. And in between, they've had 2 out of 3 from Minnesota, 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. And I think if, and I'll be the first to say, a couple weeks ago, the Indians, they're not a legitimate playoff team. I don't know if I'm going to jump off of that entirely, but at the same time, I don't think we can argue. They are really, really playing some good baseball right now.
I agree with you, and the interesting part to me is when I see Jake Bowers and Tyler Naquin contributing, those are guys that have had pretty good, been considered pretty high prospects for a time, particularly Bowers. I know the Rays were very high on him. Bobby Bradley's an interesting guy. And so you look to the middle of the order. Okay, we know what we got in Carlos Santana. We need Jose Ramirez to come out of it. We need Kipnis to play better, but he has in the past. So, when you throw those kids, Mercado and all those guys in there, it's a world-class pitching staff. We know that. And even with the injuries, the pitching's been pretty good and the bullpen's really good. So, look, why not? When you look at the landscape of the American League, who's going to get that wild card spot? Look, Minnesota's going to come down to earth. But when you look at the wild card spot, are the Indians better than the Red Sox? Read the Boston Globe today. There's a column advocating that the Red Sox at least take a hard look at being sellers at the trade deadline because they just may not get back to where they thought they were going to be. And who's the other competition? The Texas Rangers, the Angels,
Rays,
somebody like that?
Yep.
Yeah, so... it changed, and that's the great thing about the sport at this point in 2019 is you don't know, and you just keep playing and play it out and find out. I always remember the baseball people in Houston went to the owner, Drayton McLean, in both 2004 and 2005 and said, we need to blow it up. And he said, no, wait a minute. A month ago, 2 months ago, you guys told me we were good enough to win a World Series, and now you're telling me you want to tear it down? No. You guys get your butts back in there and fix it. And what he meant was he believed in the power of, working hard and being innovative and creative and all that. So let's keep playing a while longer. Maybe the Indians aren't going to be sellers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you next. I mean, is this run enough of a run? And we'll see how it goes throughout the rest of the summer here. But could the Indians maybe be buyers? And is it worth it to buy if you're just doing it for a one-game wild card?
Is it worth it to make the playoffs? That's what you have to ask yourself. Now, when is Kluber coming back? What's the latest on that?
He is the fracture.
He retroacted his 60-day IL. So
yeah, the fracture is healed, but now we're still on. Right. We don't know the timetable of him actually getting back.
But I mean, there's a feeling he's going to pitch again this year, right?
Yeah. Keep in mind he was struggling too before the injury.
Yeah. No, I don't care. But I mean, I trust Corey Kluber. So if you've got Kluber and Bauer, you got one of those guys. Let's say you got Trevor Bauer to pitch the wild card game.
Mm-hmm.
You think you got a chance to win? I was with I covered the Pirates and Giants 1 year, and the Pirates I think had a better team, but Bruce Bochy handed the ball to Madison Bumgarner, and later, like months later at the winter meetings, I'm sitting there talking to a member of the Pirates staff, and Bochy comes up and shakes the guy's hand, and almost apologizes, and just says, hey, you guys had a hell of a year, but we had our horse going, and we weren't going to lose. So if you can go out there and you outpitch the other guy, you could. It's the wild card game. I mean, is that worth it? To me, that's worth it.
Okay, now see, I was just about to ask you, if you're the Indians, okay, you get in, you get the second wild card, and you throw either Bauer, maybe even Mike Clevenger, who when healthy is incredible, and they move on and they get to a division series. But I guess the question, and I think it's a fair question to ask, Richard, can this team legitimately compete with the likes of the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees? And if I just feel like if that's not a confident answer, I don't know if going forward and you know, not.
Well, wait, that's just ridiculous. You're all saying right. I don't want to be in the playoffs if I don't know that I can win. I mean, that's crazy to me. The Astros won the World Series in 2017. How did they win the World Series?
If Justin Alex Verlander. Bregman,
if Alex Bregman doesn't homer off Chris Sale, we're heading to a deciding Game 5 of the Division Series. Now, he did homer. They had to win two elimination games at home against the Yankees to get to the World Series. Marwin Gonzalez in Game 2 of the World Series hits a Kenley Jansen fastball, 0-2 fastball, over the center field wall. How likely is that to happen? And then Game 5 was one of the craziest World Series games ever played. My point is that when you get to October, it's going to be a coin flip here, there, and everywhere. And look, the Dodgers are the best team in the game right now. Do you like their chances of winning the World Series? Would you take the Dodgers against the field? No, you would take the field because it's too close from 1 to 8 once you get there.
But, Richard, we've been through, we've seen seasons where, man, the Indians, this team is loaded and they are, you know, this is when you want to go for it, and it hasn't gone their way. And I'm not saying that should play a role this year. This is entirely different. But the team you just mentioned, Houston, let's use them as that example. You have Justin Verlander, and you have an offensive team that is, I mean, they're loaded right now. The Indians, while they're getting contributions.
That team that's loaded just lost 7 in a row.
Okay, but they're also, I mean, do we think that the Houston Astros in the big picture?
Look, you and I come from a different planet on this. I think you play to win. I think you go play. If you got a chance, you play. You don't go, you know what? We might not win. I don't think we're as good as the Yankees, so we're not going to play this year. We're going to take our ball and go home let the Texas Rangers make the playoffs.
Okay, now, Richard, does that mean then if you're going to take that mentality, and I respect that, if you're going to take that mentality, do you scrap the idea, forget about selling, obviously, do you scrap the idea of even just staying right where you're at? Do you go the other way and say, all right, well, we're going to go out and we're going to start making, we're going to trade, we're going to sell some prospects off, and we're going to bring in anybody because, hey, we've got a chance, so we might, and anything can happen, so we might as well do it.
Now, I think you have to keep a short-term board and a long-term board.
One of
the things the Dodgers have done is, they are, and look, Andrew Friedman got his butt ripped good over the offseason for not trading prospects. And, in fact, one of the things, why can't you be more like the Lakers? Now the narrative is, why can't the Lakers be more like the Dodgers? And so there are things he's just not going to do. But, yeah, I do think you have to keep an eye on both of them.
If the Indians trade Brad Hand, what's the haul back for him?
The hallback's pretty good if you trade him with the Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, he is, I don't know if there's a better reliever on the market, because when you look at the other options, you know, Kenny Giles, Will Smith with the Giants, there'll be some interesting names that possibly are on the move, but Brad Hand's pitching pretty well. That would be, you would get a prospect out of that, a premier prospect, and obviously the Indians are in a position to need what outfielders?
Outfielders, position players. Bats. I mean, you're looking at, bats, essentially. But, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. When we look at this team right now, I mean, you've got Jason Kipnis, who is, he found something with his hands. He said last week against Detroit, last at bat, he struck out. But he went to bed going, you know what, I think I found something with my hands. He's been raking since. So you're putting a lot of stock. We're putting a lot of stock in, you know, things like that. And younger guys, I mean, Mercado, I think, is the real deal. But you're putting a lot of stock in a lot of young guys and veterans kind of, you know, getting it together at the right moment for the Indians to continue this, is all I'm saying. I'm usually the guy that gets called the homer. Night after night, Richard. You know what, the Indians, they've got a chance. And I'm not saying they don't. I just don't feel as confident as I have in previous years. And if you're talking about getting a haul, that can really expedite next year and the year after, like you were saying, the short term, long term. I don't want to ruin that long term by believing something that isn't true, I guess.
Yeah, I guess the question would be, can you trade Trevor Bauer and still remain competitive?
Good question, yeah. And I think we're going to find the answer to that. There's talk about, you can share some of that with us. I mean, you mentioned the Dodgers. What about Milwaukee? We're hearing Milwaukee would be interested in getting another arm in that starting rotation, possibly the Yankees. What are the trade winds saying out there?
Yeah, that's it. It would be an auction because he's exactly what you're looking for. He's a high velocity, high spin rate, very comfortable at bats. And I think the Dodgers are more inclined to go get two bullpen pieces, but do whatever. And the Yankees, that's the one that makes the most sense. I think Marcus Stroman might be above the pecking order on the trade market. And sometimes teams work through the process of the first choice. Marcus Stroman might be the first choice. I wouldn't swear to that. But and the other thing is you got to see, like one general manager told me, that I've been calling around trying to make a trade. Apparently it's not trading season yet.
You surprised that the Mets did not let Mickey Callaway go?
Boy, I tell you, I'm not surprised with the Mets. I wouldn't have let him go over the thing with a sports writer. And also don't know how you could blame the season on Mickey Callaway. Now, you can evaluate a manager apart from the results. And, you know, I don't know internally how they're feeling about that. But the bottom line is their pitching staff let them down. And they have a lot of things broken right now. The rotation, the bullpen, and the offense hasn't been too good.
Richard, there's been a lot of things not going the Indians' way this year, but one guy who has been very consistent and one guy that has returned home and has just been outstanding is Carlos Santana. Now, Wednesday at noon starts the voting as far as the starters are concerned. I know you mentioned in your column Luke Voit there from the Yankees,
yes.
CJ Cron, great story, but I'm a little biased. I think many of us are here. I want to see Carlos starting in his home ballpark.
Oh, that would be great. I mean, if there's a baseball god, he's got to do it. You know, you can come home again. That is a cool thing. Would be a cool thing. I want to see all as many of those guys as possible. I want to see Lindor in there. And look, he deserves that. I want to see him on the team. You know, when you saw this game that had been awarded to Cleveland, you're hoping, hey, we're going to get to see Lindor and Jose Ramirez. They'll just take over the show. But maybe Ramirez is not going to be there.
Richard, great stuff as always. Keep up the good work, and hope to talk to you real soon, pal. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All right, that's Richard Justice, MLB.com, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.